Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, somebody sent me an Instagram message. My buddy Sut sent me this Instagram message, and it's this girl, and she's taking the Falcons logo. Okay. And she's changing it.
I already don't like it.
And she did two of them, and I don't think I liked either one. I don't know how I feel about the first one. I like. I'll show them to you in the next break. But and then I was in there. I went up to my office, and we were watching the Falcons podcast that Dave Archer and DJ Shockley do.
Yeah,
with Derek Rackley. And so for some reason, I guess it was on YouTube. And so I guess some reason the YouTube flipped over to this kid playing Madden. Sure. I don't know. And he's with the Falcons.
Okay.
And he's using Penix. And he's got the old school Falcons throwbacks on. And I mean old school with like the back in black Falcons with the logo that Vic came into. When first playing, you know, like the one, you know, the 90s logo and the white jerseys with the silver breeches. And man, they just look so, those.
The white with the silver.
When it
just screams Dave Archer.
Dude, if they ever mess with the, if they ever mess with the uniforms in here in the next couple years, which I think they could in the next couple years, Just go simple. Like, literally go back to the late 80s, have a black jersey, a red jersey, and silver breeches, and a red helmet, and a black helmet. And then be done.
Be done. So you're ready to get rid of the white jerseys, too? I think we should have black, white, and red.
Well, you'll have a white one.
Oh, okay.
You'll have to. You're right. Sorry. I should have said that. I thought it was kind of a given, but yes, you'll... But you can alternate between the black and red when you're at home.
I got you.
But the white jersey will be the road. I also like the white jersey with the red numbers. When you have the white one, it has to be the red numbers.
Yeah.
Those pop
a little bit.
Yeah. They pop a little bit.
I like that word pop
also,
a little bit.
Dylan kind of looks like Derek Rackley could be his dad.
Not going that route.
Who?
Not going that route.
Derek Rackley.
Disrespect anybody in that situation.
I look like
Derek, including Derek Rackley or Dylon.
Kind of looks like Derek Rackley a little bit. I just noticed it.
His last name is Rackley?
Yeah.
I'll have to look him up.
Google's happening right now. Hey, speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, we'll get into the restricted free agents here in just a minute. D offered Nate Lehman because we'll have that conversation about who could be, you know, who's an essential part of this defense moving forward. Did you happen to catch Alvin Kamara's Twitter yesterday? He kind of weighed in and he said something along the lines of, my vote for head coach of the New Orleans Saints, it rhymes with fizzy. And like, it was funny.
Well,
it was, but listen to me, follow me. The follow-up tweet said, what about, what rhymes with your quarterback pick? And he said, Palvin Jamara.
You missed his.
It wasn't any Derek Carr in there. Well, it was just Alvin Kamara.
You missed his tweet before that. Then,
oh,
where he said, I don't really speak too much football, especially in the offseason, but it'd be funny hearing why y'all think a coach should get a job or not. But then again, the last time some of y'all played organized anything was last night on 2K.
That's
so
gotta be careful. And be careful with that.
He said, you can't even get your best friend to pass you the ball at the park. So he had quite a few thoughts yesterday on Twitter. Because I saw that one when I was at the gym yesterday afternoon, and I was like, it was funny because I was laughing because I was listening to Deuce and Bell and why they were mad about Ulbrich getting a job, and I heard Alvin Kamara saying that, and I was like, Is because you know he's from Atlanta.
Yeah,
and I was like, I wonder if he's in town.
In Norcross, I believe. Went to Tennessee by way of Alabama, and then obviously ends up with New Orleans Saints. Still a very good player, and just signed a contract extension, so he is going to be there. Yep. But it was interesting; he was willing to sign off on Darren Rizzi, but evidently not Derek Carr in that situation.
Well,
so.
And somebody actually asked him how much input players should have or do have, and he said, and he in Kamara. Responds and says, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. Front office handles most of the weight. Some players have input. And there's other components that I'm sure have no clue about. But ultimately, it's what's best for the organization as a whole. So he's a sharp guy. Like he
definitely is. And also noted NASCAR fan. So
yes. Well, that's why
maybe I need to put him in my NASCAR group thread.
You think he'd play in fantasy with us?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, might have to throw them in there. Anyhow, look, let's pivot real quick. Let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons restricted free agents. Remember, we talked about it earlier. Unrestricted free agents on defense. Let me name these off. There's 10 of them. Lorenzo Carter, TQ Graham, Richie Grant, Eddie Goldman, Damon Harris, Mike Hughes, Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, James Smith-Williams, Kentavious Street. I asked Squid earlier which one of those guys of the 10 you had to have back.
And I like TQ Graham.
Okay.
And I also like James Smith-Williams, but I don't know if
incomplete on the report card.
Well,
don't really know.
The injury. Well, so was TQ with the injury, but TQ can play. I'm not sure if James Smith Williams was something that Jimmy Late liked and what he wanted to do or not. And I'm not sure if that fits. Like, oh, I think he would fit what Ulbrich could do, but I'm not sure. But I thought Damon Harris at played well at times. The problem is you have too many guys that played well at times. And no one that stood out elite. And that's the problem for you on defense as far as personnel goes.
It's funny, too, because you look at this list, and we're going to get into D. Alford and Nate Lehman here in a second, but you look at the list of unrestricted guys, and it seems like the players who played the most are the ones that were like, meh. Like Mike Hughes, starter. Lorenzo Carter, starter. Matthew Judon, kind of a starter. Justin Simmons, starter. And it's like those guys where you're like, they were – and it all comes down to value. What are you getting them back at? Are you paying Justin Simmons the same money you did last year? If that's the case, and I don't remember what the exact number was it $9 million or something along those lines? If that's the case, yeah. Like, I don't know that you got $9 million worth out of what Justin Simmons was. You know, the same thing, Matthew, you give up a third rounder for Matthew Judon. I think he made 5 or 6 last year. I'm good. Like, I'm solid on that.
Yes.
If we're going to do that, I'd rather put that money elsewhere.
Simmons made 7.5.
Okay.
He made a couple of plays, but there were too many times where I saw him and Jesse looking at each other, and there was a miscommunication. And then look, that's the problem is it just, again, I keep going back to it doesn't matter who's your DC if your guys aren't on the same page and you don't have a you. It's kind of like an offensive line. You know how we I always tell offense, you don't need five all pros.
Can't, yeah, no, absolutely. You almost can't have five all pros.
But if I could have a guy in defense at each level that I think can play at, if we're given a grade like a B plus, A minus in that area, that you're set up a lot better. And we didn't have that because against across the front, as far as your what you would consider defensive line slash an edge rusher, nobody really had an A. Now, Caden Ellis, I think, was close in the second level. And then there was AJ and Jesse. Right. But there was too many C's and D's. You need more B's.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's kind of one of those things, try to reach for the stars, right? All right, let me pose the restricted free agent question to you like this, because there's two of them we talked about. The offer to Nate Landman, I think given the right circumstance, you're going to have both these guys back, right? I mean, like, you're talking about restricted free agents here, and you can remind everybody what kind of what the rules are that surround that, but given the circumstances, I think both of these guys land back with the Falcons next year. I guess the question would be, which one of them do you think is more important as restricted free agents to make sure that they're back here? Because I don't know. I don't know that I know the answer to that.
I would say Landman.
You think so?
I don't know the answer either. But if I could take Mike Hughes and move him back to the nickel, and find a guy to play on the outside, then I would rather do that. Then have D offered if it means I don't get Nate Landman. Because the thing about me is I think Nate Landman can be very serviceable at times in the run game. He had a great year his first year when he filled in under Nielsen, and last year he was really injured a lot.
Yeah.
And I just think he's a better player overall. That's the point. I think you're getting, and he to me is him and J.D. Bertrand should be kind of what they are as far as they're not starters necessarily. One of them might have to be, but you got to upgrade the linebacker spot a little bit because Caden Ellis is doing his job. He's playing phenomenal, but I need help for him.
Well, and that's the thing, is it all comes down to what spot you're going to play. Now I'm with you. Mike Hughes playing the nickel would be great. I don't know, but I don't know who that leaves on the outside. If you're going to waste your first round pick on a corner, then
what, is it a waste?
Well, I think a lot of people would call it a waste because we still wouldn't have an edge rusher at that point. And you're only down to, what, 5 picks in this draft.
It also depends on what you do in free agency.
Again, and that's the whole key to it. Here's what I'd say, though, and there is no bigger fan of Nate Landman than me. But when it comes to the games against the Jaden Daniels of the world, which have been an Achilles heel for this team for years now, I don't know how significant Nate Landman is in those games. He's kind of rendered a moot point when you go against those kind of quarterbacks, right? When you're going against the Detroit Lions, I think, you know, Nate Landman, that's his kind of game.
Well, and that's the whole thing is that I've been kind of hammered in my head, and Arch has done a good job kind of, he goes, dude, styles make fights. It's why It's why, and you brought this up yesterday, I know State was very active on Twitter. It's why the blanket statement that, you know, well, the Falcons would have got blown out by anybody they played in the playoffs is so
frustrating.
It's such an egregious statement because it's not true.
Right.
For whatever reason, you matched up well against Tampa Bay, and you matched up well, as it turns out, against Philadelphia and Washington because you beat one at home and lost to the other one in overtime at home.
Yeah.
And so you have to go back and think about how everything played out. Styles make fights.
Yeah, it does.
And that's why you could have you may have been better against Detroit. But Jaden Daniels give you problems. We got to upgrade speed at the linebacker position.
Got to. And you got to keep Troy Anderson. I got to keep him healthy because he is one of your more athletic.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.